با عرض سلام خدمت خانم ها و آقایان محترم، از اینکه این فرصت به من داده شده که در این جلسه راجع به کتاب پادیاروند صحبت کنم تشکر میکنم، و چون صحبت های من برای نسل جوان هست با اجازه همگی به انگلیسی صحبت میکنم. Why is it important for teenagers and young adults to be aware of their heritage and cultural history? This, of course, is a very loaded question, filled with many complications and intricacies, many of which are posed by the society that we are brought up in, and others that are more personally related. But nonetheless, despite the difficult issues surrounding this question, I would like to assert to each of you that there is a very clear answer. Why should we know about our heritage and cultural history? Because we as a race, as both Iranians and as Jews, have a very deeply rooted history that dates back to 2,700 years ago, which has influenced each and every one of our lives today and is established for the way that we live. To lack knowledge of this history is equivalent to lacking a sense of identity, and without identity, being true to oneself becomes an impossible task. Ask any teenager who has graduated from high school about the mistreatment of Native Americans throughout American history. Ask them how African Americans were placed into the bondages of slavery. Ask them about the Holocaust and the nightmare that the European Jews were faced with. And what you will get as an answer from them will be an accurate account of all these occurrences, along with their significance to the people that were affected. Now ask them about the hundreds and thousands of Iranian Jews forced to convert to Islam in order to save their lives, of the years of turmoil of the Jews in Shiraz, of the labeling of Iranian Jews as Najis, the many murders, rapes, arsons, and acts of hate that have been committed against the Iranian Jews throughout history, and what you will see is a look of amazement. Why a look of amazement? Because how could a culture that is so well off, so well established, so free from religious persecution at the present time, have ever fallen to such harsh and difficult conditions? Following this line of thought, a young Iranian Jew would say to themselves, if these occurrences really did take place, my parents or somewhere in Hebrew school or in some textbook somewhere, I would have learned about this. But the fact is, these occurrences did take place, and that these occurrences are not often involved in the development of young Iranian Jews. I do not mean to undermine the importance of knowing American history, or knowing the history of Jews around the world, but I think that there is something of great personal value to be gained from knowing one's own background and own personal history. That is the beauty and importance of this book, Padiyavan, in that it tells our story. It tells the story of the Iranian Jew, the survivor, you and I and all of our ancestors, who have struggled and fought hard to maintain our cultural integrity. As part of human nature, we are all very proud of people who are able to overcome adversity and maintain moral dignity. In fact, knowledge of this type of success is a motivational factor for many individuals whose ancestors were faced with such hardships. We as both Iranians and as Jews have an enormous amount of accomplishments to be proud of that can only be fully appreciated through the knowledge of how we got to where we are, so to speak. Let us take a quick look at some of these accomplishments that we have achieved to date that may be taken for granted by some of us. First off, we should all be proud of the fact that we are assembled here as Iranians and as Iranian Jews. Our sheer existence here is an accomplishment in that somewhere in our past, a member of our family withstood the economic, political, and social pressures that they were faced with and managed to maintain their religious and cultural integrity. This in itself is an accomplishment. Another noteworthy achievement is our strong sense of family ties, which has become a hallmark of many Iranian homes. Children raised in these homes have a very strong sense of overall commitment to their families, which serves as a great support system enabling their success. Furthermore, the Iranian community and the Jewish Iranian community as a whole is a very closely knit unit, enabling us to be culturally and religiously active. Here in the United States alone, there are numerous organizations such as the Graduate Society, numerous periodicals, and numerous places of worship, all catering to Iranians. Yet another attribute that we share is our high educational level, an emphasis placed on educational advancement. This attribute dates back to many Jewish-Iranian philosophers, such as Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, scholars such as Rabbi Professor Ezra Sion Melamed, poets such as Emrani, and on a more common level, to the development of schools such as the Alliance, all of which are discussed in this volume of Qadi Aban. So now, we have these achievements and many others that I have failed to mention. But what value do these carry without some historical context? Did they just spontaneously form throughout the course of our existence? As naive as it may sound, many people are led to believe just this because they are lacking this historical context. These achievements are the result of years of struggle, years of dynamic processes that have thrown many obstacles at Iranians and Iranian Jews. And despite it all, we are now sitting here comfortably with the greatest of opportunities and with the greatest of religious and cultural freedoms. Our ancestors certainly would not have taken our current status for granted, because they know all too well the struggles that we are somewhat oblivious to. With the advent of technology in the times that we are living in today, children in the United States have an as of yet unprecedented amount of opportunities available to them. With willpower and determination, almost any goal is achievable here in the United States. But the inherent price that is paid in a fast-paced society like ours is that there is also an equal amount of temptation that can steer these children away from the accomplishment of their goals. Kids today are faced with more difficult issues than ever at an earlier age than ever before. So what is to keep a child from being sidetracked at such a young and such an impressionable age? I believe that the answer to this question is this. These children must take pride in their culture as both Iranians and Jews, and understand that they are a product of thousands of years of heritage that cannot be simply forgotten because they have been raised in a material culture such as that found in the United States. With only a history of 250 years or so, the United States has become a world power and has accumulated all types of material wealth. But what this country cannot offer are the deeply rooted traditions that can only develop through time. It is these cultural elements that have withstood the test of time for Iranian Jews, and that have been important enough for people to die for people to base their entire lives upon. And by acknowledging this fact, that there is something inherently good in the Iranian culture, by acknowledging the fact that something must be right about it to have kept it going for so many years, these children will be influenced to see beyond some of the negative influences that life in the United States has challenged them with. Today in the U.S., many aspects of our culture are at risk of extinction. While a certain degree of assimilation is inevitable, it would be inexcusable for us to forget our past and the efforts of all those who have struggled to maintain our cultural integrity. We owe it to the survivors of our culture to preserve their efforts and pass this knowledge on so that their blood, sweat, and tears will always serve as a reminder of how fortunate we are. Through the publication of books such as Qadi Aban and the time-consuming, expensive, but important efforts of having these books translated into English, this knowledge of our past will forever remain accessible to anyone interested in learning about them. Thousands of years are spent in making history. Entire lifetimes are spent in writing about history. But we get the benefit of picking up a book, reading it, and having all of these different things put into perspective for us. When I read it, there were many astonishing facts in there that I had never known about regarding my own people. This gave me an overwhelming feeling of ignorance, both in regards to the struggle of Iranian Jews and to the beautiful aspects of my culture, our culture. I encourage all of you to buy this book, read it, and point out some of the interesting portions to your children so that they may gain a stronger sense of who they are and where they came from. In closing, an article in the book regarding the poet Emrani quoted one of his poems which expressed his gratitude towards God for giving him a good life in a foreign land. The poem reads, گر نه لطف تو راهنما بودی این در بسته را که بکشودی کان به ملک غریبم آوردی شیر و شکر نصیب من کردی. And this translates into English as, had not your favor been granted to guide me, who would ever open this closed door before me? As you brought me to a foreign land, you bestowed upon me milk and sugar. As immigrants to a land of great opportunities, we can all relate to this gratitude that Emrani expresses as he describes the doors opening before him. But as Jewish Iranians who have such a deep and such a rich culture, we must also strive to keep the door behind us open as well, as it is still a large part of our identity and should not be forgotten. Thank you.